and I have two special guests in the studio with me, Margie Throm and Patty Stranahan of the Thrift Shop of Aspen. Hi, ladies. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Amy.
It's great to be here. Yeah. Thank you.
I didn't realize that the Thrift Shop of Aspen is 67 years old.
It is.
That's amazing. Can you talk a little bit about, just briefly, about the history? That's quite a history.
It was started back in 1949 by a group of women in Aspen that saw the need for some equipment and housing for the nurses at the Aspen. Well, at that point, it wasn't Aspen Valley Hospital. I believe it was the Citizens Hospital. Mm-hmm. And so they got together and raised money for that and saw how successful they were. And it just took off from there. And then we added the elementary schools in Aspen, the school lunch program, the Aspen Valley Ski Club.
Yeah.
And it just kept growing and growing, and it continues.
So you guys are able to support other nonprofits simply by what you raise through sales?
We get all of our donations from the community.
Okay.
And all of the women that work at the thrift shop are volunteers. Okay. So everything we get and all the profits we make go right back to the community.
That's amazing. What sort of things are at the store these days?
It's sort of Aspen's department store. We get everything, and we try to recycle and sell as much as we can. We get household goods and lots of clothing, mm-hmm. children's, women's, men's, sporting goods.
Where are you guys located?
We are at 422 East Hopkins, right next to the fire station in downtown Aspen.
Oh, okay.
And I want to add to that, one of the favorite things that I have is the repeat customers that we get. They realize that donations are coming in constantly. So sometimes, even though I work every 2 weeks, the same people will come in once or twice a day.
Once or twice a day?
Uh-huh. It's great.
Once or twice a day?
They're looking for the treasure.
Right. The score. The secondhand
the
store score.
Definitely. Yes.
So, yeah, there's a big turnover of goods in there, right? And do you get these from the people in the community? Do you also get donations from different stores in Aspen? Because I know some thrift stores do that. I don't know if you
Well, we
do.
Had an interesting thing happen this summer where Boogie's Diner has gone out of business, closed its doors mm-hmm. after many successful years. Mm-hmm. And Boogie had a sale at his store himself, and as it was winding down, he still had a lot of merchandise left, and he called us up and gave us the remaining inventory. So we put together a pop-up sale for a weekend in mm-hmm. Aspen, and we were able to generate an amazing amount of funds, and it was really fun.
That is fun.
The ladies from the thrift shop took all the racks of Boogie's jeans and wheeled them down the street from his spot to our pop-up spot.
Like a Pied Piper.
Yeah, a circus. It was quite
following to get those jeans.
But for the most part, we do get our donations just from local folks, and we really appreciate that. They are our bread and butter, and that's what keeps us going. And so we very much appreciate people thinking about us, especially if they have something special or, you know, some really nice things, because our profits keep growing. Last mm-hmm. year alone, we were able to give away $590,000.
Wow. $500,000.
Yeah,
a little over half a million.
Over half a million.
Talk about how that works. How do other nonprofits get in touch with you, or is it a grant-driven program? What is it?
We have a grant-driven program, and we meet every 6 months as a group mm-hmm. to go over all the grant applications.
Okay.
Actually, we went through our grants, and we gave away $6 million since 2000.
So in the past 16 years, the Thrift Shop of Aspen has donated $6 million to local nonprofits.
That's and correct.
Local means from Aspen all the way down to Rifle.
Okay.
And we do actually the majority of our funding through Aspen, Basalt, and Carbondale. Mm-hmm. and we every month volunteers get together and we have presentations from different nonprofits, and we give away generally around $40,000 a month.
So how does this fit in? You said you meet twice a year?
Actually, it's four times a year.
Four times a year. Yeah. Okay. And then there's a monthly thing? So how are those related?
So the grants committee reviews the applications, and then those get recommended to the general membership, and the general membership meets monthly. Except for the month of August, which is our what we designate the funds from that towards our scholarships, high school or college scholarships for high school students, and we have
scholarships for high school students from Aspen to Rifle.
This year we had from Aspen to Basalt. Is that
Carbondale. Carbondale, Aspen, Basalt, Mooring Fork High School.
So how does the scholarship work?
The guidance counselors submit the applications to us, so we work with them. But the students are all welcome to fill out the applications. And we have a scholarship committee that meets in the spring. And then we go to the scholarship nights, and that's always very exciting. So it's very a heart-wrenching process, I must say.
Really?
Because there's so many qualified students out there.
So how do you, it's hard to decide which high school students to give it to. And what's usually sort of turns the page in terms of finally deciding who gets the scholarship?
Definitely community service. We are big on volunteerism. Okay. Financial need and academic success is, important as well. But we really look for that student that goes the extra mile to help out in the community because that's what we stand for.
Why did you two, Margie Thrum and Patty Stranahan, how and why did you get involved with the Thrift Store of Aspen?
I was a special ed teacher for 30 years and returned home to Aspen, and I really wanted to give something to a cause. And, I looked around, and what I realized is that the thrift shop gives to all the causes. So the time that I spend there is going to, numerous causes. The other story is that my mother has worked at the thrift shop for many, many years. She was the treasurer. So I started working with her, and now I'm the co-treasurer.
Oh, that's really neat. So it's all in the family.
It's all in the family. Nice. It's wonderful.
That's a great story. Patty, what about you?
Well, I had many friends that had been volunteers at the thrift shop for many years, and as my children all moved away and grew up, and I was looking for something also to really make an impact in the community, and as Margie said, I can't think of another organization where you touch so many other organizations and help in so many ways. And I really found that it connected me to the community.
Just really quickly, we're just about out of time. Some of the Carbondale-based organizations are CCAH, or the Launchpad, Carbondale Clay Center, Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program that broadcasts here on KDNK, Valley Settlement Project, Third Street Center, Thunder River, Access After Schools, Youth Entity, and even more. Is there a particular type of nonprofit organization that you fund, particular theme?
We have five areas that we give to: the arts, the environment, the
schools.
Education, community, and I will think of the other in a second.
I can't help you with that.
You would be hard pressed to come up with an organization in our valley that we have not either funded or are currently funding. We fund about 120 different organizations per year.
That's absolutely amazing. Well, we're out of time. I'd like to thank Patty Stranahan and Margie Thrum of the Thrift Shop of Aspen, that's been going for 67 years, for coming in here and talking more about it. You can find out more by going to the Thrift Shop of Aspen at 422 East Hopkins in Aspen, or aspenthriftshop.org. Thanks a lot, ladies.